I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we are joined by PCM Activities Director Jeremy Sweet to talk about the new inaugural PCM Activities Hall of Fame. Jeremy, you want to just start kind of talking about kind of where this idea came from for the PCM Hall of Fame? I know that a lot of school districts throughout the state are doing this. You know, kind of why did PCM decide to come on board?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Clayton, for having me on, and happy to talk about it. PCM is like many other schools throughout the state and the area that have a lot of great people, coaches, staff, and kids that have put a lot of time, effort, energy into our programs, allowing them to be successful and have also gone on to have successes later on in life. And we want to do what we can to honor those people that have reached those milestones. And then also another piece to this Hall of Fame that I think is important to note, just like any other record that is set, it gives our kids and our coaches and our people here something to strive for and something to hope to be a part of someday. So that's really kind of the baseline of what this, how this was created and the purpose behind it. So we've got a lot of deserving people within our community, and we look forward to recognizing them.
You know, what are the first steps kind of look like as you guys get this thing, you know, kind of off the ground, and kind of what are some upcoming deadlines for, you know, people wanting to make nominations and things like that?
Yeah, so I guess the first steps we took was to see what does this process look like and kind of look at it backwards of where do we want to go, and then how do we get there, and then to kind of build the plane that way. We first wanted to create some structure within bylaws and different things. So when we do have a committee put in place, and that committee will be anonymous, and it will comprise of a couple different roles of people. And once we get that committee put in place, we really want to make sure that their work is as seamless as possible to where, okay, we've got some pretty black and white guidelines within our bylaws of here's how this process is going to look. And so really that committee's job is truthfully just to sit there and have some authentic conversations on those decisions and if people and groups are deserving.
You know, when you look at the PCM Hall of Fame, you know, what are some of the criterias for this, if you guys have thought about that yet? And, you know, what qualifies somebody to be in that? I know it's open to athletes, coaches, and other contributing people to the PCM athletics.
Yeah, and so we for sure, I'd say one of the very hard and fast guidelines that we are going to follow is a number of years. And so we don't want, or somebody's got to be out of a program for a certain number of years, because we think that that's important to have. And then when it comes to the individual accolades that people accumulate, we want to make sure that is somewhat open-ended, just so we're not leaving somebody out. And so we have some room for some discussion to happen. So just because somebody wasn't a state championship that or state champion or a part of a state championship team doesn't mean that they won't be in the conversation. And so it's somewhat open-ended, and that's where those committee members are really going to be a member of that discussion.
You know, I know the PCM Community School District had put something on Facebook, you know, that they're accepting nominations until June 1st. That's kind of the deadline for this inaugural class.
Yep.
You know, how does somebody go about submitting a nomination?
Yeah, so on our website, we've got some resources that you can actually go on there, and you can see kind of our Hall of Fame criteria that talks about some of these things I'm explaining. And on our website as well is also a submission link. And Kathy Dehy, through our communications department, has done a great job with helping partner with myself to make this possible. So our school website is a good resource. And sometimes if you're like me and you get on different websites and you're struggling to find what you need to, if you are struggling to find that, send me an email, give me a call, and I'm happy to get that link to people.
Do you feel like an Activities Hall of Fame, like for PCM that is getting started, like that's a way that, you know, PCM has so much rich tradition of success in their activities and athletics. Do you feel like this is a way to kind of connect also with alumni, you know, people that may have been away from the school for quite a while, and be able to bring them back to really honor what they did and contributed to PCM?
Oh, I, I think that's without question. That's a great part that that comes with this. There's PCM is home to a lot of people, where they're from, they graduated, and those people have since moved on. And so to bring them back, absolutely, that alumni piece is huge.
Well, Jeremy, kind of before we close up our conversation today, you know, any final thoughts from you on the PCM Activities Hall of Fame and just kind of your initial thoughts about it and excitement surrounding this this new endeavor for you guys?
Yeah, I'm super excited to have this have this be something we have in place to honor people, and I would like to note, you know, I think initially people think of this and they just think of athletes and sports teams. Yes, of course, that's going to be a big part of it, but we want to make sure that all activities are included. So I know we've got in there, whether it's performers of the arts, whether it's, you know, an FFA person that has gone on and done great things. Robotics is something that is you know, recent conversations of success at PCM. So we want to make sure that we're encompassing all of those activities. So not just athletes, but it's something that's a great thing. And I understand that when these conversations happen, and just like anything, unfortunately, when people are chosen or not chosen, that sometimes there could be, you know, upset feelings. And that's not our purpose of it. Our purpose of it is to really try and do something great and honor people. So we look forward to getting it off the ground.
That's PCM Activities Director Jeremy Swink joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Thanks for your time today, Jeremy.
Yep, thank you.